I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Hey, it's time again because we're so happy that you're here to join us on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini.
That's right. And it's especially fun because it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving brings a lot of tradition. It doesn't matter if you traditionally make little paper pilgrims to put on your table, or if you do little fun things with vegetables to make them look like turkeys and all that kind of thing. They're traditions that are established in the family, and they may be food related. They may be where you host it and who hosts it. It may also involve traveling to different destinations. Maybe you do a getaway for Thanksgiving. I recall when we were growing up for Thanksgiving, that was a time when our family would travel about 200 miles away to go to my mom's family's for Thanksgiving. And the interesting part of it was that growing up in North Dakota, of course, that was usually, you could pretty much count on a blizzard. And the one thing that I remember the most was, other than riding horseback with my cousins in the big stacks of hay, and we'd play tag. That was so much fun on horseback.
Sounds like great fun.
It was, and it was cold, but we weren't cold because we were having so much fun riding horseback. And anyway, then going home, and of course, darkness had set in.
Did you do this trip all in one day?
Yes. Oh, yes, because we had livestock. Dad would give extra feed to the cows and the sheep that in the morning. And then, yeah, we would travel. But, as I said, because oftentimes it was a blizzard, we would come home and Dad would be driving. We'd be going very slowly. Mom would have her head out of the passenger side window in order so that the car would stay on the road. And I remember a comment that she'd always said, "Why do they paint these lines white on the side of the highway? Don't they know snow is white?" She wanted them yellow.
And makes sense.
Yes, yes. So isn't it interesting what sticks in your mind as far as traditions?
And how many years did that go on? How old were you when that kind of no longer happened?
Probably when I got into college. Uh-huh. But maybe Mom and Dad might have still done it then after I was married and moved to Iowa because I was the youngest in the family. But it just continued. That was the time. And, you know, it's crazy but it was the time of the year. We were farmers. My aunt and uncle were ranchers in South Dakota. And that was the time of the year when we had time to get together to visit. So we bared the elements, and Dad was gracious enough to say, "Okay, Dode, let's go."
Let's go. And you made it safely because you're here to tell the tale.
Yes.
But I'm sure you had some worries over those years about getting there and getting home.
But, you know, as a child, I didn't worry about that.
That's true.
I had trust in Dad's driving and knowing that Mom and Dad would get us there safely. Now, going down, we had all kinds of pies in the back window of the car. Mom would make pies, and I think she'd make rolls, yeast rolls, too. So that was our contribution to the family gathering.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember a specific house we went to, but when I was growing up, we always went to my cousin, my mother's sister's house. There were several of us, and we lived fairly close together. So that happened almost every Sunday where we went to one of the houses.
Yes.
And so I know that also happened at Thanksgiving time.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very close with those cousins. Now, on the other side of the family, they were scattered all over the United States on my father's side. We rarely got together with them on holidays. But some of those cousins, this reminds me, maybe this one isn't, when you're talking about the traditions,
mm-hmm.
one time we went to my cousin's house. This was after he was married and had a new wife, and mm-hmm. you know, and you have these expectations, and we had gravy out of the can and not homemade mashed potatoes, and you're like,
yes,
well, what's this? But see, this is we grow up differently.
Yes,
we did have, you know, wonderful turkey that was made, but the side dishes were a little less than we expected.
Well, the over the river and through the woods, you know, to grandmother's house we go. I think those oftentimes are the traditions that we hang with us, that are hung with us, rather. It's because grandma was a great cook and usually a great baker, and it was just fun to go there and feel that warmth of love that was in the home because of the food that was associated with the people who were there making it, and then all joining around the table and sharing wonderful conversation together.
And that's really important. It didn't make any difference, actually, that, that the gravy was out of the can. It was more important that we all got together, and we didn't see each other very much at that time. So it was really a neat event that we got together.
Did you have any special recipes there?
Well, it always recalls to me, and I know there's some other people who had this too, we never grew a sweet potato. When we had sweet potatoes, they came out of a can. And at Thanksgiving time, it was one of those big cans, you know, at least one and maybe two. And add a little brown sugar.
Yes.
And top it with marshmallows.
Yes.
And put it in the oven.
Yes, my dad loved those.
Well, that's what we had when we were growing up, and we thought they tasted pretty good. And now I kind of prefer the ones that I do myself rather than taking them out of the can. But my sister-in-law is from the Republic of Georgia, and food is different around the world, and she'd never had sweet potatoes like this. And so when she first tasted them, she said, oh, this is dessert.
And I can see where it would be.
You bet. She saved it till the end of the meal. That was her dessert. And she loved it that way.
Now, did she enjoy any, what we think of dessert, any pie, any pumpkin pie or
She would eat all, she might eat those, but most of them were too sweet for her.
All right.
I mean, a lot of their food was not nearly as sweet as we expect it to be.
What do you think was her favorite food item then on the Thanksgiving table?
Well, she didn't care for turkey.
Oh.
There were just so many what we think of as traditional dishes that were not traditional for her. So many of the foods that we thought of tradition were not foods that she was used to eating. I mean, she had her own traditions and not for Thanksgiving, of course.
Exactly.
A whole different country. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting to compare those family traditions for holidays, different holidays, four different kinds of food. We have different resources, you know, in terms of growing the food. They have different kinds of foods available than we do, and vice versa. So did you know that hardly anybody else grows popcorn?
Other than in this
area? Yeah, I mean, in other countries, they grow popcorn. What's that? I mean, that's not Thanksgiving, but it just reminds me that we just expect sometimes that foods are going to be the same around the world, and they are not at all.
Well, our family tradition now has just gotten to be that the people, the folks in my generation will usually make the main meal. Then our children, who are now adults and have young families of their own, they come with ingredients ready to make all kinds of appetizers for the evening meal. And they just have a blast doing it. I have many ovens and coolers because of my business. And so it just makes it fun to watch them explore the food items and the recipes that they think would be popular for us. Then, of course, Grandpa and Grandma always have to bring the mashed potatoes and the pies. We would be lost without that.
So good, so good. Now, one of the traditions that I'm guessing many families have, and that is, you know, you all sit down and you eat this great meal, and you're visiting, and you visit, and you visit, and oops, there's the food still on the table.
Ooh, what should we do about that, LaVon?
Well, there's a little rule that I just sort of picked up on. I mean, I knew the information, but 2-2-4 is a good thing to remember, an easy thing to remember, 2-2-4, that will help keep food safe. We don't want to go home and have what a lot of people say, I got the flu, which was really not true. It's food poisoning. And the 2-2-4 stands for 2 hours from the oven to the refrigerator.
Now, does that hold fast for any hot item or just the meat, the turkey?
All the hot items.
Okay.
That's a good rule, all the hot items. And if you have real items that should be really cold, they probably shouldn't be out more than 2 hours either. They should go in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. So 2 hours out there on the table at room temperature.
All right.
Basically, you could say,
if you're going to start eating at noon, the food should be put away in the refrigerator by 2 p.m.
Okay. So if you're still visiting, maybe somebody wants to take that responsibility, just get up and get those things cleared off. Mm-hmm. Okay, the second 2 stands for 2 inches thick to cool quickly. We shouldn't have any big containers of gravy or mashed potatoes or anything that was hot because it won't cool very quickly.
Exactly, especially in the middle container.
Right. Mm-hmm. So put it in several containers or spread it out in maybe on a cookie sheet or, you know, a pig pan, whatever, so that it's not more than 2 inches thick anywhere. And the 4 is, for almost all foods, no longer than 4 days in the refrigerator. If it's going to be longer, put it in the freezer, and you can still save those goodies.
Sure.
So 2 hours at room temperature, 2 hours thick, no
thicker. 2 inches thick, uh-huh.
2 inches, yeah, two inches thick, no thicker, and no longer than 4 days in the refrigerator.
Great information. Easy way to remember that safety protocol for your foods, and not just for Thanksgiving, but any day of the year, summer or winter, spring or fall. We are so happy you joined us today, and we hope that you remember fun in the kitchen makes fond family memories.